thanks for joining us today, Senator McKinley.
Well, it's good to be with you today.
And wanted to talk a little bit first. There's been some movement in both houses, it sounds like, this week in terms of actually both debating some bigger items and some movement. And I know in the Senate they passed the Mid-American nuclear energy type bill. Why don't you discuss what you've seen happen in the Senate this week so far?
Well, actually, there was not a great deal in the Senate. We passed several pieces of legislation. I believe the bill you're referring to was in committee, and it what the bill did was to allow Mid-America to go ahead and pursue planning a new electric generating facility using nuclear power. The bill had some amendments contrary to what is being put out there by its opponents. Mid-America would not be able to go back on the ratepayers if they did not build the facility. It's merely to authorize them to go ahead and plan for it. And I don't know if you're aware of it, but in 2001, the legislature identified electric generation as one of the state's major priorities. And we have had clean burning coal plants denied by previous governors. And so the only thing that's left to do really is natural gas. I'm sorry, not natural gas, but nuclear. So it came out of committee, and I assume it will be debated sometime in the next two or three weeks on the floor.
Is there anything else, anything of note that you expect to be debated on the Senate floor here in the next few weeks? I know that the House has debated education bill and that there's some possible movement on that, but things need to coalesce, obviously, with the Senate and the House both being controlled by different parties.
Well, the property tax is something both parties say they want. The Democrats in the Senate proposed a bill last year which really didn't amount to much other than property tax relief in name only. The House has proposed a very aggressive property tax bill, which would give quite a bit of relief, but that's not come to the Senate, or it has come to the Senate, but that's not been debated yet. We'll have to see where that goes. With regard to the education legislation, the House passed a reform, what they call a reform package. I have not looked at that very closely or read it. I'm familiar with some of the major components of it. And the Senate Democrats have a somewhat different proposal. We'll see if they even bring that up. I would tell your listeners that this past week, the Senate passed a internet gambling provision. I voted against that. I think we do not want to put what essentially would amount to a casino in everybody's living room, and that's precisely what this legislation did. Thank goodness the House has decided not to bring the legislation up. If this bill were to pass the House and be signed by the governor, we'd be the first state in the union to allow internet gambling. I just think it's too risky to let that into every living room in this state. An expansion of gambling is not what we need right now.
This week marks another funnel week, which means that obviously the bills have to be through a couple of committees, correct?
That's correct. They have to be through committees in both houses.
And is there anything that's going to be dying that you think is unfortunate this week?
Well, we'll take the assessment early next week when we see what actually went on. It's, there was House activity occurring yesterday, and so we'll just have to do an assessment to see exactly what did happen.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners today before we wrap up?
Well, I think we all should be thankful for the very, very great weather that we have. It does hold down on our heating bills. Unfortunately, gas has risen to a price that's difficult to maintain. I hope we can get some relief at the gas pumps.
All right. Well, thanks, Senator, for joining us today.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Aaron.